Amen. You can be seated for a moment. We're going to do a couple more songs, but just want to share just for a couple minutes about Journey Church and our heart and our mission moving forward. Move down here. Worship team, you can sit down for a second. You guys are awesome. You've been standing and sitting and standing and sitting. I shouldn't have said anything. I should have made you guys stand the entire time and just see what would have happened. I would say that like 75% of you by the end of song service every week are sitting down anyway. It's all good. But God cares about the heart, right? It's not about standing and sitting and all of that, but it's the posture of your heart. I just want to share just from my heart for a few minutes as your pastor. Been here now a little over 2 years. And I've got to say, it's a privilege to be the pastor here at Journey Church. When I first came here, I talked about a couple of things. One was that I wanted to be a church where we proclaim the Word of God. And we don't be a church that shies away from the Bible, any part of it. We're going to proclaim it every week. We're going to talk about it. We're going to teach from it. Because the Word of God is alive and active. And we're also going to be a church that allows the Holy Spirit to move however He wants. And we're not going to shy away from that. You know, when I did the series, some of you remember. How many remember when I did the series on 1 Corinthians 12 through 14? That series alone, and I want to share with you a journey. I've been praying all week about sharing this because I don't want this to come across as a negative thing, but I want sometimes in church things get said and conversations happen, and I'd rather just say it in front of everybody this morning. Can we do that for a second? When I became the pastor here, I wanted to be a pastor who allows the Holy Spirit to move in the church however He wants. When I did that series on 1 Corinthians 12 through 14, it was the series that I've done since I've been here that I've received the most blowback on, by far. I had people on one end being like, you're taking the church down the road of crazy, and I got the, you're not doing enough of the Holy Spirit. And all I was trying to do was just teach from what 1 Corinthians 12 through 14 says. And really staying accurate what the Bible says. And I think sometimes what happens in the church is we grow up in traditions rather than what does the Bible actually say about something. And I don't know if you've ever experienced that where you're reading the Word of God or you're studying the Word of God and you're like, oh, that's what that scripture meant. And so as your pastor, I wanted to be a pastor that taught the Word of God for what it says. Not what I want it to say, not what will tickle somebody's ears, but what does the Word say? And when I studied the Word of God, we are to be a Holy Spirit-empowered church. And the Holy Spirit is the engine of the New Testament church. You read about it in Acts. And you will receive power. I want to be a church that operates under the power of the Holy Spirit. Many of you have heard this before, but that word power is the word dunamis. It's a word that's explosive, that you can't control it. How many of you have ever tried to control a stick of dynamite after you lit it? I mean, since we've all done that. You know, I think 4th of July has it should be really the national holiday for most missing appendages after that holiday is over, of fingers. But the idea of explosive power, when you're talking about the Holy Spirit, you're talking about explosive power that you can't control. And I want to be a church that operates in the culture that we are in America, in such an unchurched culture, in a world where I see so many churches in America that are becoming content with being as culturally relevant as possible that they've completely stopped operating in the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit goes beyond culture. Amen. It doesn't matter what year we're in, what age we're in, what fad we're in. Some of you wish that we were still in the era of bell bottoms. That is over. But the Holy Spirit remains. The Holy Spirit launched the New Testament church, and the Holy Spirit is still guiding the New Testament church. Journey Church, we are the New Testament church, and our mission is to go out and make disciples of Jesus. And one thing that I've seen over and over in churches in America, I've served, I think this is my 9th one that I've served in my life as a pastor. And I see a pattern over and over and over. And this is what I think it is. I think it's churches that become content not operating in the power of the Holy Spirit and become more content with the business and culture of church as usual. And that's when you start to see conflicts happen. That's when you start to see stuff come up of sacred cows in the church, because it's a church that's lost its mission. And when we look at the New Testament and what God's called us to do with the power of the Holy Spirit, it is to go out and take on the powers of darkness and shine the light of Jesus wherever we go. That is our mission. Amen. Back in, I want to say March, somewhere in that ballpark, Journey Church, we experienced something amazing. We didn't celebrate, I think, till April or May. And I remember the Sunday vividly, and I remember the Thursday on my desk where we got to see our church mortgage paid off. I'd never seen anything like that before. I've been in ministry since 2001 as a pastor. I'd never seen anything like that before where you know, our church financially, we were doing okay, but you know, we were having to pay a mortgage. It was about a $2,600 a month mortgage we were paying on this property. And God told somebody, "Hey, we're gonna get out of debt." And I remember the Sunday. I don't know how many remember the Sunday that we did the debt free scream. Remember that? We're debt free. We yelled that out. I will say, in all my years of ministry, I have never gone through that Sunday. And the next few months after, I have never gone through such a spiritual attack on our church. I've never seen anything like it. It was also about the same time that we were doing the series on 1 Corinthians 12 through 14, talking about us being a church that's going to operate in the gifts of the Spirit. And we did have people leave. Just so you know, we had people leave. I mentioned that we were an Assemblies of God church. I had a couple come up to me and say, "We've gone here for years, had no idea this was an Assemblies of God church." And so then I have to go through this inner struggle as a pastor of how much do I say that we're AG, and how much do I mention Pentecost, and how many people are going to leave if I talk about the Holy Spirit. But as a teacher of the Word of God, I cannot ignore the Holy Spirit in the New Testament. You can't ignore it. And you can't control it. So if the Holy Spirit's going to move in somebody's life, and the fruit of that is the fruit that we see in the New Testament, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, if we see that coming through somebody's life, that is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. So there was this struggle that I had. As we get this amazing experience of our church being paid off, in the middle of doing the series on the Holy Spirit, people start leaving for various reasons. I had to confront a couple things in the children's ministry area that were difficult. They weren't easy to do. All around the same time frame, stuff started being said. And what started happening is church as usual in America started happening. People started doing this. And things that weren't true were being said. People were talking to other people rather than talking to me. And I remember sitting at my desk in the middle of summer. I'm going to be very honest with you. Sitting at my desk in the middle of summer, worst summer of my life. And I said, "God, I am done. Tired of it." When I first came here, I told you guys that we're not going to be a church that operates on fancy, and we're not going to have these amazing performance-driven Sunday morning services. We're not going to have the light show. We're not going to have the smoke. We're not going to... I just think it's a bunch of fluff. And yeah, that's my opinion. But when I look at the New Testament, I don't see the verse where it says, "Buy the smoke machine." Because I think what the church has done is we've catered to people so much and what we think people want, rather than proclaim the truth of the gospel. And what we've done is we allow unhealthy things to go on in our church that take us off mission. And one of the biggest challenges I have as a pastor is when do I take on the unhealthy thing, knowing that it's not going to be popular, knowing that it's probably, there are going to be people that are going to leave our church, knowing that there might be people that are upset. But if it comes down to the health of our church, shining the light of Jesus in the future, I'm committed to doing it. If it takes away from the mission of Journey Church and us making disciples and being a light and allowing the Holy Spirit to move, I'm going to deal with it. Because as a pastor, I'm not just accountable to you as a church, I'm accountable to God. And that's one of the reasons when I started, even before I became a pastor, I started looking at the Word of God and listening to people who were teaching the Bible, and I was hearing it taught in such a way that I'd never heard it before, and going, where has this been in the churches that I've been in? You need to understand, you have a pastor that has a fire lit under him about the Word of God. And I'll never forget, I was driving from Stevensville to Hamilton. I was registering my car, something pretty amazing and exciting. And as I was driving, I was hearing a teacher teach the word that I was told, never listen to this guy teach the Bible. He's wild, he's crazy, he's all this stuff. And I'm not kidding, I was told as a pastor, don't listen to this guy. So when I wasn't a pastor, I did the thing I wasn't supposed to do, and I listened to him. He was on the radio. I started listening to teach the Bible. Just teaching the Bible. And the more I listened to him teach the Bible, it wasn't a bunch of fluff. It wasn't a bunch of... he was just teaching the Word of God. And in my life at that moment in time, the message that he gave in that when I was driving in my car, it changed my life. And it was the moment that by the time I got back from the exciting trip to the DMV or whatever it was called, and I was driving legal now, and I was driving back, and I remember calling Aaron, and I was talking to Aaron, and I'm going, if I'm ever a pastor again, I'm going to champion the Word of God. I'm not going to break away from it. We're not going to do a bunch of inspirational quotes for everyone every Sunday. We're going to dive into the Word of God. And I realized that in the modern church in America, I realized that's not the most popular route to go. But my mission, my job, my calling is to proclaim the gospel of Jesus that's talked about in the Word of God. And that's what we're going to do, church. And we're going to be a church that's not ashamed to say we allow the Holy Spirit to work through us. Church, we're to be a light, not a diluted light. We're to be a light. We're not going to be a light that masks ourselves as something else. No, we are followers of Jesus. And our mission is to make other followers of Jesus. So when I hear missions across the world and missions here in America, listen, as a church, you are all missionaries in your own way. And we're supposed to take this gospel that we read from the Bible, this life-giving gospel from the life-giving Word of God that says Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. And as a pastor, even this summer, I'd even lost sight of that, going, I'm dealing with so much internal strife in our church going on. And yeah, we're not talking about it on Sundays, but behind the scenes, it's going on. I am telling you, I've been in ministry since 01. I witnessed the greatest spiritual attack I've ever seen on a church. And it was quiet, and it was behind the scenes, and it was little conversations here and there, and I saw it tear our church apart. And I thought to myself, if that's what this is, I don't want any part of it. I am here to proclaim the Word of God. As a church family, listen, there's nothing the devil would love to do more than tear this family apart. Amen. And listen, at times, are we going to have conflicts with one another? Yeah, we are. But the Bible talks about how to handle them. And it is amazing how few times churches actually handle conflict the way the Bible says to handle conflict. What does the Bible say? If you have a problem with your brother, you should tell 14 other people. No. Isn't that what it says? No. Or this is the classic one that I see in a church. Is we'll turn our gossip into a prayer request. I would like to pray for brother so-and-so. He has a massive issue with this, you know. And that takes us away from the mission of why we're here. Listen, we come together to fellowship together, to love one another, because we can't do this Christian walk alone. And as a family, let's be a church that shines its light in the Flathead Valley and then partnering with missionaries all throughout America and all throughout, we're letting our light shine globally as a church. And the thing that I was challenged with was, let's stop being caught up so much in the little stuff of church life and let's be focused on the mission of what God's called us to do. Listen, number one, I will never be a perfect leader. Everybody say amen. That was a little loud. Listen, we're people, right? There's things about you and things about me that aren't, and instead of always over-examining one another, let's pray for one another. Let's lift each other up. Wherever, whatever your family life is like or whatever background you come from, rather than being judged, I'm going to pray for you and encourage you and be, go and be a light. Be a light. Let's be family. Let's get along. What a crazy thought. And let's continue on with the mission that Jesus has given us to be carriers of the gospel and to go and make disciples, because there are people that are headed to hell right now and they need to hear the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. And so let's stop being so focused on things that don't matter about eternity and let's start focusing on the mission that Jesus has given us and the Holy Spirit is empowering us to go and spread the gospel as to the far regions of the earth and in your backyard. Amen? That's what God is calling Journey Church to be this year, is we're going to be a church that's focused on the mission of Jesus. And we're going to proclaim him loudly. And I'm praying that God would open doors in our community. I'm praying that even in your lives, the people that you're connected with, that as they see the love of Jesus coming out from you, they'd be like, what is that love all about? What is it that you have that I don't have? Listen, that's what missionaries are doing. They're going out and they're showing people, I've got something that you don't and you want it and you need it. And we want to be that church, amen? Hey, we're going to celebrate a last couple of songs because there's something about one thing. When we were doing the words of praise, how many remember the words of praise? It was a couple of months ago, so you shouldn't have forgotten. But one of the words was halal. And the story that it was connected to was out of Ezra, and it was Israel was in the temple, and they were just worshiping, and they were raising their hands, and they were blessing God, even as an army was coming against them. And they were in the temple, and they were just praising God. And listen, we all know as a church that the Bible's clear that we have an enemy. His name is Satan, and he is out to devour and to destroy. We know that. So we know that there's this enemy out there. What a powerful statement for us as a church in this moment right now to stay on mission is we're going to be a church that right now, no matter what's going on in America and around us, we are going to bless God. When the devil would want us to be down and out and just talking about, oh man, we're not growing and we're not this and we're not that, and we become the church of Eeyore. How many of you have that friend? You know you're getting a whole bowl of Eeyore when you go over to their house. And you know what? It's easy. It is so easy, guys. And I've with the churches that I've been to, and I see this pattern. So something happens, and everybody starts going, well, that was good 20 years ago, I guess. And it was, you know, and this is happening, and our pastor isn't as cute as we hoped he was. And, you know, I mean, the ridiculous stuff that we can start doing, there is power in the midst of it all when we stand and we say we are the mighty church of Jesus Christ and we're going to stand and we're going to bless the Lord and we're going to proclaim his name and it doesn't matter what's going on, I will bless the Lord. Amen. And that's how we're going to close our service today. We're going to bless the Lord. Amen. So would you stand with me? We're going to sing a song called Bless God. And would you proclaim it as we sing it today? It's okay if you're off tune to sing loud, okay? You don't have a microphone. And proclaim it this morning, all right?
Bless Sing it.